Seitze is one of the two or three big parashas of mitzvahs, the chelik of Torah where there's mitzvahs, Seitze, Kedoshim, Mishpatim, and one of the zvaynus in Chazal here is by Finkloli on the value of mitzvahs, different values of mitzvahs, and so on. Let's take a look at the famous Chazal here. The pasuk has both the mitzvah of Ken Sipper with the Man Yerichon Yomim. Zeh Shamar Kosov, Oira Chayim Pen Tefalis. The pasuk of Mishlei, Oira Chayim Pen Tefalis, No Magloser Lo Seda. So the little taisha of pasuk is that you shouldn't weigh the different merits of the way of life. The very, very pasuk pshat in the pasuk over there is it's going on in Isha Zayna, and a person is walking along a straight path, and he's thinking maybe to sidestep a little bit and to step over on the side. So Oira Chayim Pentefas, it says don't. No maglo seho, you're going to go off the road. Let's say that you won't know where you're going. That's the pasuk pshat over there in the pasuk. Chazal dashed it consistently in a different way. Ma Oira Chayim Pentefas, what does Oira Chayim Pentefas mean? You shouldn't sit and weigh the different mitzvahs. The word pelas is it's a measurement, it's a weight, where usually it's a plumb line, but it's a type of weight where you see how much something is worth. I shouldn't, don't say that since this is a very chashuv mitzvah, I'm going to do it because a lot of schar. This is a mitzvah kala, I'm not going to do it. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He did not tell us the matzchar of each mitzvah. He should do them all. That you don't know the different ma'agolos of the mitzvahs. And in Chazal, they bring a mashal with a melech out of Pardis. But it says, Kach legil HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzchon shal mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell us matzchon shal mitzvahs. Chutz mishtei mitzvahs, hachamur shev chamur shakal shev kalas. The most stringent mitzvah and the easiest one. Kibra veim chamur shev chamur shev matzchon arichus yomim. Shenema kavid asavicha vesimech leman yirichun yomecha. Vakalash duch hakan matzchon arichus yomim shev shal 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 there are a lot of tamas here, a lot of things that are very not understood. First of all, it is telling me matnas chara. It's telling me. I mean, the Torah did tell us matnas chara, and it told us it's the same. Is the pshat the Torah is lying? Chas v'shalom. And the Torah says this is my yichun yomecha, this is my yichun yomecha. So Torah is telling us that matnas chara and Torah tells us they're both the same. So, what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell us Matnas Choron, even though they're Kalas and Chamuris? So is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not tell us the Emes of Yichas V'Shal? That's question in the Chazal itself is very not understood. Secondly, it's called Kalas and Chamuris, and it's hard to understand. It's not clear in what sense Kalas and Chamuris. Most Mepharshim learn it means more Tircha, less Tircha, and so on. Fine. So there are Kalas and Chamuris. Isn't it make sense that there's more schar for chamuris than kalas? By definition, if something comes with a lot of effort and something's difficult, something is generally a bigger mitzvah, takes more effort, takes more time. They're calling them kalas and chamuris. If it would say that the Torah never called any mitzvah, there's no description of any mitzvahs in terms of kalas and chamuris, fine, understand. But that's not true. We do have a description called kalas and chamuris. So where's the gather of kalas and chamuris versus not? Bifrat, the shaila is stronger in halacha and in the Torah. There's a very clear hierarchy. On Yom Kippur, we'll be saying viduyim, and we'll be saying on lav sheish b'mais lav sheim b'mais essay. The chay v'krisas, chay v'mises bezdin, chay v'mises shemayim. The radbonans. There's a whole hierarchy, and it's very relevant in the world of being docha, different mitzvahs, different isurim, and so on and so forth. There is a hierarchy, definitely is a hierarchy of mitzvahs. So in what sense do we say that there is no In what sense do we say that there's no giluyim of matzchayim? In what sense do we say don't weigh the mitzvahs? Why don't we say we don't know if a mitzvah's loisa say is less chomer than a mitzvah of misnei shemayim, and who's to say which one we shouldn't do? Well, the Torah says. I mean, that's the doichan akal lakal. That's hilchas tchia, which is doich one yadin, and we know them. We have a very clear structure of different levels: essay and loisase and loisase sheish bekaris and misesres magrom and misesres ol noy bekahanim. There's tons of different categories that are listed. So if you're telling me that you can't weigh infinite stuff, 10 times infinite is the same as 1 times infinite. So why does the Torah weigh it? So the Torah does give you a scale, and it's a useful scale. Those are issues in the Chazal over here also. There's a Gemara here. The Gemara says, very interesting Gemara, about the Inyan of weighing mitzvahs. It says that there were Reb Shimon Yochai had two Talmidim, Reb Yonis ben Asmai and Reb Yudah ben Gerim. Just by the way, that's the whole shayla in Gemara Shabbos. Reb Yudah Gerim was one of the people that mastered on it, but these are two Talmidim. Tonu Pashas Nedorim Reb Shimon Yochai. They learned Hilchas Nedorim. They learned Reb Shimon Yochai. If the minei beurta, they left at night and they said goodbye. The aloch is mitzad Hilchas Rabbi Talmud. You're supposed to take rishus to leave. You're supposed to leave with rishus. Letzafra hodu komishri minei. In the morning, he came back and said goodbye. Amulav lavif tartu mini burta. Didn't you say goodbye in the evening? Amulay lematana rabenu talmud shifta mi rabbi v'lon boisayir tzorch lipotim en pamacheres. It's a halacha that if you said goodbye to your rebbe and you stayed another day, then you need to say goodbye. You need to take your leave again. Obviously, you didn't have kavanah. In other words, you didn't realize you stayed another day, and it happened that you stayed another day. And he brings a pasuk number Yom Hashmini Shalach Sa'am, and this is Yom Hashmini Shalach Shvi Shalach Sa'am. Al mikan talmid from Rabbi Volon Baizir Tzach Lipotim and Pam Acheres. Amalei, so Shir Choy told his son, Amalei Lebrei, Bnei Adam Halolu Anoshim Shal Tzurahim. These people, they have a tzura to themselves. Rashi says, "The chachamim, claim a chachamim, zilga behoin de levorchuch. Go and get a bracha from them." Maima muska that brachas of Chazal are miyuchat to chachamim. Then said the tzaddikim, he said the chachamim, go and get a bracha from them. Ozal, so he met them ashkechin and karom ekra adodi. He saw they were middle of being oisik nesugya where they asked a stirut in two psukim. Ksiv paleis magel raglecha. It says that you're supposed to, a pasuk in Mishlei, a perek before, it says you're supposed to weigh your steps, and you're supposed to prepare every step of the way. In other words, pick between the mitzvahs, decide which is the biggest one, and do it. And then, uksiv, it says, oirachayim pentefalis, that you're not supposed to weigh mitzvahs, because oirachayim pentefalis. And they answer, lekash kam b'mitzvah she'efshos esadechem, kam b'mitzvah she'efshos esadechem. So in the world of mitzvahs, there's a difference between mitzvahs efshar seisa decherim you're supposed to weigh efshar seisa. Then they had the same shaila about Torah. It says yikarim yipninim, and it says chol chafetzim leyishubach, and the Gemara says kam mitzvah efshar seisa decherim kaser efshar seisa decherim. It said a very interesting end to it. They asked him, well, what did you come for? He said, my father said to get a bracha. So he said, Yerotzen, you should sow without reaping, you should go without going, come without going, and so on. What sounded like very terrible things, and then he explained that it's a bracha. Hol arichas here. While kuponim, this lechura is the halachic definition of, it's the halachic categorization of the yisod that we saw, and it's a paladika one. It's telling me like this. Mitzvahs, a person should choose more important mitzvahs. It makes a lot of sense. If something is called an essay sheish bekaris versus stam an essay, that should be a choice. But it depends if efshas hadechem or efshas hadechem. Well, so why should it make a difference? If our tachlis in this world is to do mitzvahs, and to do a lot of mitzvahs, And we get a lot of schar, so good. We're not supposed to do it for schar, but still, at the end of the day, we're doing it because they're important, they're good. So let's always choose the best things to do. I mean, the whole sefer Mishlei has to keep making a cheshbon nefesh. The medrashim keep saying to make a cheshbon nefesh. Understand the schar mitzvah can I get seda, hefsed averi can I get schara. All of life is about weighing options and deciding what's most important. So why should a person not consistently choose the best and most important mitzvah? And why did Kadosh Baruch Hu set it up like that? It's a strange way. Is a Kadosh Baruch Hu trying to? A Kadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world to maximize our schar, and to do it in the best way, and to get the most out of this world. So why shouldn't that? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu give us, stick us with small mitzvahs that you get very few points for it, and then we get stuck with them, and then we don't get the right schar. And if we happen to have somebody else that can do it for us, so fine. So now we're free to do the other mitzvahs. Very, very strange mahalach. Manashach. If the tachlis is to do as much good as you can, and that's measured in quality, so fine. Let's get that. And that's, you know, let us get only the best mitzvahs. So let's be misbein a little bit on the Indian over here. There's a deep nekuda in the Indian. The sheirish of it is in the Goyen's cheder. Rabbi Isaac Chava explains it in one place in Siach Yitzchak, on the easy oifin, much deeper, and yes, Beis Elamim, much deeper, safer. But the nekuda is a very similar nekuda. And let's try to be oimer on it. In Siach Yitzchak, he says, which is easier, safer, the safer of Drushim, he says that Torah is nimshal to, Torah is nimshal to anovim, the mitzvahs are nimshal to anovim, or not the mitzvah, sorry, the Torah that's nigel is nimshal to anovim, and he has a gematrius to show the mashal to anovim, that the Torah shebenigla is nimshal to anovim. Torah that's nista is called yenei shel Torah. It's called it's called yayin, the very famous, and the inner, the pnimis of Torah is called yayin. The difference between the chutz and the pnim is as the difference between anovim to yayin, meaning as follows: anovim have defined parts to it. Each anav is a berry of atzma. If you eat in a complete anav, you have to make a bracha chorin, because it's a berry, it's a davar sholem, bifnei atzma, that's what it is. That's what an anav is. Yayin takes the same anovim, and you get an entity which is only together. Fluid doesn't have halakim by its nature. It's not like solids, which can have chatichas. There's no such thing as chatichas in a fluid. You can take different shiurim of it, but there are no individualized halakim. The difference between anovim and yayin is anovim is buried with the atzma. That's its mitzias. Yayin is one chalalistic inyan. And then he says it in a much deeper way in his other sfarim. He says there are two oiras in mitzvahs. We'll explain it in the oifen that we can inherit. Let's take an example. There are different things that we understand, that we can relate to, that have a similar relationship of a base and something that is contained within the base, something that's contained within the framework, that's much bigger than that, is definitely tied to it, but you can't pinpoint the pieces. For instance, let's take the simplest case. A person has, a person is alive. Life is contingent on having all the varim shanashamat liyabahem. That's the contingent. If a person is missing a heart, the person is missing lungs, and the person is missing liver or kidney, whatever it is, that is shamat liba, the person does not live. So life is something which rests on the basis of all of these Evarim. But it's an interesting relationship. The Evarim, each piece is a particular piece in its own right. The lave is very, very clearly defined in terms of its presence, in terms of its function, anatomically, physiologically. It's very clearly defined. Same thing with the lungs, same thing with the liver. They're called Evarim. Life, which rests on it, does not have any way of splitting up into parts. I can't say, well, he's pretty much alive, but the lung part of his life is missing. There's no such thing. He's living is one entity that somehow sits on top of all of these pillars that support it. The same thing is true about the brain. The brain has chalakim. We can chas v'shalom, if you pogen in some parts of the brain, it affects the person's thoughts, ideas, and so on. But when I think, there's no way of being miyachas, this thought is coming from this part of the brain, betzim. I'm thinking now with my right side, my left side. It doesn't work like that. An idea sits on top of the brain. So the brain itself is chalokim, but the metzias is a metzias of the teichen that it holds, the neshama of it, so to speak, is above it and a self-contained entity. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was megala his chochmosai and daitai into the bria, there was the same type of challenge, and it was met with the same type of solution. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad atzmo knows no chalokim. The Rambam says in first and second paragraph in Yisodei HaTorah, that believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achdus includes the understanding that there are no internal divisions within HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one means there is nothing outside HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one means there are no subdivisions within HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a person, I can speak of his mean side, of his sweet side, of his rational side, of his sentimental side. I can speak of different parts of a person's personality, and I can split it apart. I can dissect it. That cannot be done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu includes is one, and there's no chilukim. That is mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person were to try to be tofes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it would be impossible. We can't be tofes such an inyan, and b'meila, we have no approach to it. Our minds are limited, they're finite, they can't be tofes such an inyan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it he cloaked it in yonim that are bits and pieces, parts that I could be oimit. This is the mitzvah of kedusha. This is the mitzvah of chesed. This is the mitzvah of moyadim. This is the mitzvah of edus and chukim. And this is the mitzvah of mishpatim. This is the mitzvah of this. Mitzvahs come down in chalokim, so that we have a tefisa. I can be tefis chesed. To some degree, I can be toifis chesed. I can be toifis mishpat. I can be toifis kedusha. I can be toifis hoyden. I can be toifis all sorts of specific pieces. But if it was given that way and it has no resolution to it, then there's no chiyus on top of it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the world of Torah and mitzvahs in the same way that the same mashal as a guf and neshama, as moyach and seichel, the same mashal exists in Torah. Torah, the nigla nista of Torah is not just different sfarim. One sefer is a 7.5, one sefer is a 2.2. That's not nigla nista in Torah. Nigla means the chelik of Torah that I can quantify, that I can describe, that I can get a handle on it, is a specific mitzvah. This is the chiyuv of tzedakah. the chiv is to give X amount under these circumstances to these people with this Seder Vadifius. That is a mitzvah that fits into, it's a peg that fits into a hole that I have that I can apply it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid within Torah, just like the toichen of the mitzvahs, together comes something that lies, the ruach that permeates the entire Torah together, that is called the nister. The nister is the toichen of Torah that doesn't know the divisions. Just like the anovim themselves come, each one its own piece. But when you extract the pnimis and you make yayin out of it, the yayin, it doesn't relate to anovim. The yayin is the same, it's one. It's a bottle of wine made from grapes. So it's one essence that flows through all of them. It has the same taste. If it's the same eshkol anovim, one tam, one toichen, permeated the entire eshkol, and that's what I extracted when I took the wine out of the pieces. So the teichen of the Torah itself, the soid of Torah is called yayin. The soid means the chelik of Torah, the panemius of Torah, that is above the distinctions of each individual mitzvah. That's called yainah shel Torah. Whereas the specific mitzvahs that fall into very carefully organized and defined categories, those are like the anovim. A place where Chazal, another mashal that the pasuk used and Chazal explained as such, is kiner mitzvah v'teirah oir. The mitzvah is like a ner. A ner consists of pieces. The oir on top of it, it's fed by those pieces, and it's dependent on the ner, but it's above it. And the oir itself seems to be irregardless of where it's coming from. It seems to be oir in its own right. It's the same much like in a Neshama Taguf, like the Seidus Torah is the Torah. You know, in Torah itself, you have the chelek that applies to mitzvahs is more shaykh to the world of mitzvahs. The chelek that applies to the teichen of it is more like or and so on. That's the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Olam HaMitzvahs. So Olam HaMitzvahs comes to us as a double layered world. There is the Pratim, the mitzvahs as they are in a specific way. And then there is the Teich HaShevboi, which is above it. Let's understand how it's relevant. In other words, how that comes out l'maisa. Let's give a mashal. Take the mashal of Chazal with the gardens. Let's say I have a house. And the house is worth millions of dollars. It's an awesome mansion with kol tov in it. Very, very, very. Everything is gold layered and tiled and awesome. B'mikra, there's a kind of a screw that's missing or stuck in the main water valve. And you just can't open up the valve to get the water. It's missing a 10-cent screw, a 5-cent screw. So somebody comes and brings me to the house and awesome. And I try to open the water, skate, and so he says, yeah, listen, it's a kleinigkeit. It's a little screw it's a nickel, it's nothing. I tell him, well, right now, it's the entire house is not livable. I mean, it's not its livability. The question of how much that screw costs is not relevant. I mean, it's a cheshmer, you could say, so it's not so hard to be attacking it, you can get it, it's very simple. But if you ask me now, is this house livable? What's more livable, this house or a very modest house that has basic electricity and water and so on and so forth? The basic house. I mean, if I needed to choose, I'd go to the basic house. It's wonderful, everything's gold layered and everything is designed with tremendous aesthetics, but it's not livable. The quality of livability, it doesn't exist there. So when I'm talking about the Teichen Sheboy, There is no chilukim, because in toichen there is no chilukim. If a person is missing something that is vital, how big it is, how easy it is to fix, all of those chashbainas, those make a difference. Mali, if he's missing a heart, Mali, if he's missing one tiny spot in a critical place that he can't live, it's no difference. Because just like Chaim itself is not soivel, chilukim, so b'meila, it's irrelevant, the word bigger, smaller, more difficult, less difficult, etc., doesn't apply to the world of chiyus. On the physical level, if someone to ask me, okay, I'm the builder, I'm the contractor, which would you rather work on? A house that's missing a tungsten screw and then it's a mansion, or a house that's very modest and so on and so forth? I say, well, simple. I'll take the 10-cent one, just flip around the screw, and it's very easy to fix. But mitzad the tfisa of the physical infrastructure, mitzad the tfisa of the pieces, certainly there's a cheshm. Which one is more, which one's less? Mitzad the tfisa of the toichin, of the content that sits on top of the entire thing, achasli, if it's missing a small piece, achasli, a big piece. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalitas, the world of mitzvahs, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us, like we said, in two layers. There are pieces. Some are more difficult to mekayim, some are less difficult, some very easily upset the apple cart, some less. The mitzvahs have qualities mitzad the pieces sheboy. And each and every piece has how hard it is to do it and so on and so forth, and how easy it is if you messed it up to refix it and so on. That's one cheshbon in the Olam HaMitzvahs. There's a second cheshbon in the mitzvahs. When the mitzvahs are put together in the right way, then the entire mitzvahs supports life. There is a toichen, the world of mitzvahs, on the peace level. The plumbers working on the house, the construction crew working on the house, are working on pieces on the physical layout. The person moving in is moving into a home, not into screws and wires and pipes. The toichen of the mitzvahs is oira chayim. It's life. It's a chiyus ruchnius. So in halacha it works as follows. In other words, what Chazal are telling us is as follows. If it's mitzvah she'ief shal asoyis adi acherim, for instance, let's say I need to, I make a lot of money, and for me to sit and to paint the house is it's chaval of my time, so I hire somebody else to paint the house. So in terms of ef shal asoyis adi acherim means, the tikkun pnimi is taken care of. At the end of the day, the community will have met its chesed responsibilities, it will have met its davening responsibilities, it will have met, the entire thing is there in place. The question is, what chelek shall be boicher? So then, that's mitzad the maisa, I should be boicher the harder chelek. The one who puts in more effort gets the bigger chelek, the bigger schar, and so on, mitzad that. But if it's Yeshua said Echer, let's say I'm a great executive and I make millions of dollars and every minute of my time is worth thousands of dollars. That's great. If it's missing the screw, the 5-cent screw, and there's no one else to do it, then I'll say, well, it's not worth my time. It's not worth your time, you don't have a home, you don't have a house. If it's Yeshua said Echer means that the picture is flawed, there's a piece missing here, there's an oni in town that doesn't have where to eat, and avada yosik with gevaldik mitzvahs, but if there's an oni in town that doesn't have where to eat, then the town has been mortally wounded. It's missing something. If there's not a minion here, so you're on a dagger of shem yechoy and you and whatever it is, fine. But if it's yevshah sozal de acherim, in those categories of yevshah acherim, then we're missing the ability to have the chiyus over there. Masha ein kein, so just like, let's say in wartime, It's a lot more chashev to be a fighter pilot and so on and so forth. But if there's something vital missing there, And it's a small thing, but if it's not going to be taken care of, the battle's lost. So what do you say? Well, I do bigger things, more important things. All the bigger, more important things add up to something. And if it's missing that chelek, you don't have anything. So b'meila, now becomes hal the inyan of taking care of. So if it's missing something vital, if it's irshayis of the achirim, then it's then you must do it, because then you're not going to have the chiyus inside it. If it's efshas as the achirim, and the question is, if everything will be done, what role should I choose for myself? Definitely the hardest, the toughest, the most difficult, and so on and so forth. That is the that's what Chazal meant, how to resolve it. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not megala to us the matzah shel mitzvahs. She'at yodea matzah shel mitzvahs, it is because there is mitzad the pnimius. We can't have a gilu to that. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted for some reason somebody to do a small mitzvah, I don't know, to do some sort of small mitzvah, and b'meila, he fooled us into it. And we asked, I mean, Chazal themselves said that there's and the Pasuk said, the Teretz is, the Pasuk said, in the two places the Torah chose to give us a gilui, it says, l'man yarichun yamecha. In other words, it defined mitzvahs not in the world of this world. Chazal say the Mayirich Yamecha means the Olam Shekuli Aruch, it's Olam Haba. The two places that the Torah went out of its normal habit and was Megala Pnimis Tegeschar. We ask, we do have Giluyim of different mitzvahs. We have Chayve Esa and Chayve Lav and Yesh Bekars and Eibakars and Mrs. Bezen. Those are Giluyim Mitzad the Chitzoni Sheboy, Mitzad this worldliness. And in this worldliness, we have we have chalakim that are rated because we need to make sometimes decisions, the chuyim and so on and so forth. But the Torah never told us the matan schoren of mitzvahs. The Torah never gave us a gil of olam haba, and the reason is because, like it says, ayin l'rasul zech, we don't have a tfis in it. Two places the Torah was megala to us. L'man yarichun yamecha, there's no difference if the person is missing kibrav or the person is missing kentziper. In the l'man yarichun yamecha, in chayim, just like chayim and the guf, it makes no difference if a person is missing the entire heart or just one tiny hole in the wrong place. It's absolutely irrelevant. In chayim, there's no relevance to two. L'man yarichun yamecha is on the whole tired mitzvahs. So certainly the Torah's megala changes. That's mitzad the anovim shavoy. That's mitzad the tzuras hamitzvah shavoy. Mitzad the pnimiyah shavoy. Mitzad what the mitzvah is up to. That's erachayim, and that's something that is lacking. That's something that is not shy for us to grasp. The Torah just mentioned to tell us there. I will show you that the biggest. There's a world where the biggest mitzvah and the smallest mitzvah are the same, because mitzad that world of chayim, mitzad yimayich mecha, it makes no difference mitzvah to mitzvah. The ma'aser of Shem Bayechoi, it's a very strange, the whole ma'aser is strange. He saw a very nice hanhaga by them, and they went and they came a second time to say goodbye, and b'meili he told his son, go get a bracha from them, they're anshei tzura, anshei chachamim. It's a very, very strange, it's a very nice thing they did, it's a wonderful thing, but I mean, Shem Bechoye was no small tzaddik himself, and if he sent his son to get a bracha from somebody, I mean, obviously he saw something here that was unique, and it says he found them talking and learning. Chazal bring the story for a reason. I mean, the sugi they were holding and learning with, Chazal are being oimed on something here that's migalach, something of them that is different, that made them unique. And the pshat is the metzias of the yachas of Talmud to Rav that you find in Chazal. The reason for it is that a person's Torah has to come from somewhere. In other words, like the Rambam, when he lists all the Chachamim, Talmidei Chachamim, you know, each door after door, who was a Talmud of who was Mekabel from who, and he says at the end, Nimtza, Shekulam, Kiblu, Mimoshe, you know, Piagvura, and so on. The Rambam says the entire Torah is subsumed under Moshe Rabbeinu, because everything Yeshua was under Moshe, and everything Shmuel was under Yeshua, and so on and so forth. The entire Shalshalas of Torah is subsumed. They understood, the Talmidim understood, that the hair was, when you take leave of your Rebbe, the teichen of that means that everything is under the umbrella of my Rebbe. So I came to my Rebbe as Bershus, and when I take leave, it's Bershus. It's like parentheses around a statement. It's like a quotation marks around a statement. That's what it is. So the courtesy of saying goodbye to the Rebbe, they were yoitza before. The Maisa Mitzvah, they were yoitza, the Darcharas were yoitza. They came in, they said goodbye, and they wished all the best, and very, very nice. But they understood that the Musig of Rav and Talmud is to encompass the entirety of the Torah under the umbrella. So if there was another day that they were there, they wanted to put that under it also. There's no such thing as Torah that doesn't come down from my Rebbe's Rebbe, and so on and so forth. So if Shem Yechai said, Anshei Tzurahim, like we've spoke a lot of times, that Tzura is that which encompasses the entire thing. Rav Shem Yechai, who was the Mara of Nista, the Herod, the godless of that Tfisa, they were Teifas things not mitzad the Maisa, but mitzad the Teichen. And that's why he told us on to go get a bracha, and that's why Chazal tells this is the sugi de oisikin of Efshas Ezechem or Efshas Ezechem. They the Herod that Efshas Ezechem has different Gedorim because then you're missing the Tzura. So it's very, you're right that your training and your position and the money you make would not be worth your time to patch with that little screw for an hour. But the house is not a house without the screw. And b'meila you've got the patch with it. That's why I told him the answer to it. That's why Chazal brought this in. I'd like to, I guess, try to bring it into an area that's relevant to us and negate us. Everybody has strong points, things that he excels at and he's good at, he's better at, and he has things that are difficult for him. There's a tendency for good people that are doing good things, that we use our strong points to cover up our weak points. Somebody's a very, very big lamdan, and he likes learning, enjoys learning, he's a masman, he learns. Doing a favor for other people doesn't come easy for him. He's on the lazy side, doesn't care for other people, he's introverted, and so on. So what he does is, he says, my Torah is so important. You know, I'm such a big masman, there's so many guys doing chesed outside, you know, somebody will take care of it. I excuse myself based on how good I feel about my learning. Talmud Torah is connected, kulam, and so on and so forth. That's how I feel about it. Another person is an extraordinary chesed person, is always busy doing things with people, helping people, and going there, and so on and so forth. Learning comes difficult for him. And he kind of excuses himself and says, you know, I mean, I'm helping everybody, and I'm doing for everybody, and, you know, somehow we tend to cover up for shortcomings in some area with strengths in other areas. That's normal. That's what we normally do. In a big picture, it's correct. Everybody goes through the tkuf in life where he works on everything. Everybody has to work. Everybody has to daven somewhat. Everybody has to do some chesed. Everybody has to learn, so on. But as life goes on, people specialize. There are people that this is the Torah of Nosam. There are people that are Balei Tefillin and Balei Avodah. There are people that are chesed and caring and so on and so forth. That is correct that a person should generally be focused on the things that he's good at after a certain point in life. But a person has to understand that it's not quantities. You weigh things, weighing and measuring deals with the things as quantities. So if I weigh bits and pieces, so a pound of steel is worth more than an ounce of steel. But if that ounce of steel I need, so the pound's not going to help me, that's the piece that I need right now. A person, at the end of the day, every single person is a baltsura. No matter how good your heart is, a good heart can pump blood. Even if the kidneys are flagging, the heart will keep, you know, it's more difficult, and so on and so forth. It can together work. But if a person has no kidneys, or they fall beneath a minimal level of functioning, the strongest heart in the world is not going to last. And the same thing with the lungs, the same thing with everything. You can compensate. There are different ratios that are viable, but you can't disregard any one part. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eira Chaim. Torah is a kli to fill with Chaim. Just like the guf is a kli on which Chaim rests, the Torah mitzvahs are a shell in which a Ruach Hashem is there, in which there is Chaim. A ruchnistic tzura develops within the guf of mitzvahs that a person does and Torah a person learns. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us those mitzvahs. Every single one of the mitzvahs applies to every single person. Oira Chaim Pentefalis. The Pasuk says, Torah is not something that you can quantify and get away with it. Because weighing and measuring is always on the chitzonis, not on the pnimius. So telling me that $1,000 of gold plate will take the place of that one screw that's missing, it's not going to happen. A person has to know the faults that he has, he needs to fix, because he doesn't know he might be hitting on something vital. This person might be so obsessed with his learning and so uncaring, unsympathetic to others, that for all practical purposes, he's got no chesed arteries left in his body. So what's the difference? It has a powerful Torah. Or vice versa. The person can have an extraordinary chesed mechanism in his body, but he's extinguished the last drop of Torah that's necessary, the minimal amount that's necessary to give it a tzura of das and so on. And tefillah, and every single mitzvah. We cannot look at mitzvahs. When we look at mitzvahs, when everything is done and taken care of, if I've done the minimal amount of chesed, if the chesed is taken care of, whatever it is, then I need to choose what need I do. Reb Chaim Shlevitz told his son at the Ufrof, he said, the klal is never do something that a lesser person than you can do. If it can be accomplished on a lesser, you've got to take the harder task. If you can be a fighter pilot and someone else can serve water, can bring in the water cans, then you should be focusing on that. But if there's no water and everybody's going to starve, everybody's going to die of thirst, and you're the only one that can lug in the water, what do you mean? I'm only a fighter pilot. Where does that come in? Torah is a person. If the body needed to keep life is so complex with so many things that go wrong, the chelik of Torah, that of ruchnius, that a person must build is so much more complex. It requires das, and it requires regish, and it requires chesed, and avos habrius, and ketusha, and mishpat, and so many, and netilas yadayim, and every single piece is, there's a minimal level that's required to make the whole surah shalim. When a person looks at himself and tries to make tikkunim and so on and so forth, when a person goes through life and a person feels hampered, he's a very big lamdan, he likes learning, what does it add to his life that he has to take time out for his kids and patch at home and do this and that? It gets frustrating. A person feels, I could be doing so much more that's much bigger and greater. That's a wrong hashkafa. If you're doing the right thing, if you need to diaper a child now, if you need to spend time with the child, mitzad what you need to do, then if that piece is missing, it's like you've got the best heart in the world with no kidneys. Finished. It's in Chaim, there's no distinction in which piece is missing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu maps out the pieces for us. He gives us the mitzvahs that are Efshar Sechem, Efshar Sechem. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up our life for us. The Klal Gadol is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Chaim for us. That's Leman Tarichun Yomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala twice that the real Schar of mitzvahs is Arichus Yomim, is Chaim. And in Chaim, it makes no difference how small or insignificant the piece is. They're all vital. And a person has to learn that if I'll be din it's right to do, then pen to phallis. There's no way in which a person can weigh or measure. That's the wrong kli for it. He has to look at it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me an isayin of savlonis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me an isayin of chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me an isayin of learning, each and every piece is absolutely vital. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazvin d'ashkocha. And a person is not allowed to shove away something he doesn't feel like doing because he decided the other thing is more important, when it's halachically doesn't fit those parameters. And when a person has the tzura shleima, when a person has all the pieces put together, then leman yarichun yomim is the teichem entire mitzvahs. V'atem advekem b'Hashem alkechem chayim kulchem hayoyim. When a person is holding on in the complete scope of the world of mitzvahs and Torah, that's when the pipeline is open for chiyas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Either.